Welcome to science class. So good to see you guys today.
Retired engineer Dave Weiss greets 10-year-old students at Georgian Forest Elementary School in Silver Spring, Maryland. One day each week, he works with teacher Fred Tinike on science projects. Before class, they discuss the day's assignment before the students arrive.
In this experiment, I think it might be confusing to the kids that we're dealing with two masses.
Today's experiment demonstrates the principles of motion and involves string and cars made of paper. Student Jada Lockwood enjoys Weiss's visits to her classroom. She especially likes the diagrams he uses to explain scientific concepts.
But the experiment we're going to do, we want to keep all our variables constant.
Mr. Wise, like, he would go in the back and draw, like, these pictures, and, like, he helps us a lot.
Weiss has been a volunteer for many years in the Senior Scientists and Engineers Program, sponsored by the American Association for the Advancement of Science. The scientists and engineers are teaching teachers in elementary schools more about science so they can improve their skills to help their students. Weiss says he and other volunteers help teachers by providing hands-on expertise in an area that many elementary school teachers have little experience with.
In elementary school, for the most part, your regular classroom teacher is responsible for teaching science along with reading and math. And if they don't have a strong science background, just by nature, they're going to tend to underrepresent science in the curriculum.
Tinike agrees. He just started teaching science classes a few months ago.
I will spit out information that I've learned in the book or things that, you know, that's part of the curriculum. Dave helps me to learn how to supplement that information so that it's more relevant to them, so that it'll be more relevant for their work experience later on in life.
Weiss enjoys sharing his knowledge.
Fred is so enthusiastic. He's so much fun with the kids. I can see that he really loves what he's doing. I get as much pleasure from helping the teachers as I do helping the students.
The retired engineer is concerned, though, that U.S. students are lagging in science behind countries such as China, Japan, the Czech Republic, and Finland. But he is optimistic American students will catch up.
In elementary school, I try to just give them a solid foundation. I hope they'll develop a curiosity about what's going on around them.
Tinike thinks volunteers like Weiss are helping students do that.
And if you can develop a passion for science, then eventually the grades will and the test scores that will follow.
Dave Weiss hopes by getting children interested in science early, more of them will follow in his footsteps. Deborah Block, VOA News, Silver Spring, Maryland.